Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
Welcome to Divine Scheme, the podcast that is about you. So listen carefully as I tell you how to get out of the mess that Adam got you into. Last episode, I told you the historic account of the first man and woman to grace the green pastures of this earth. I also told you what happened to them and the green pastures they were responsible for. Should you need a refresher, have a listen to episode 4 regarding a love triangle that didn't end well. That's right, it didn't end well for Adam. It didn't end well for Eve. It didn't end well for the planet, and it certainly didn't end well for you. Among all the cuss words in this culture, one stands out as a great no-no. It isn't a four-letter word, it is a three-letter word. In some gatherings, I could get in great trouble saying it, so let me spell it out for you. The word most hated and avoided at cocktail parties is the word S-I-N. You heard it, sin. People don't like saying the S-I-N word because it implies morality. And morality implies a higher power for which the individual was responsible too. People don't want to answer to others over them. Kids don't like answering to their parents or teachers when they have disobeyed. Kids want to be free, and so do you. But freedom, true freedom, must have boundaries, or it crosses over the line into other people's freedom. Adam crossed over this line with God and paid the price God warned him about. But what does any of this have to do with you? Crossing over boundaries or sinning always harvests consequences. You know the saying, you reap what you sow. By now, you have become an expert of such a cash crop. Each time you step over the moral line, you pay a price. When Adam S-I-N'd, he paid a price of losing paradise and gaining a world that is dying. Look around you. Is the world marching upwards toward utopia? Nope. It's scaling downwards into smaller bits of decaying fragments. Let's get personal. How is your life? Has your existence been one of peaches and cream? Even as you age, all the knowledge and wisdom you have collected over the years will eventually drain from your memory banks. Down, down, down we go, all because of one man's S-I-N that was passed on to all generations and is now lighting upon your heavy-laden shoulders. It is a very good thing that God has a plan to get you out of this downward spiral into oblivion. I highly recommend you download a Bible app and check this out. It is the only hope you have. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 is called the germ prophecy, and it goes like this. To Satan, that old tempter in the Garden of Eden, God said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." God already knew that Adam would blow it by disobeying his one restriction of not eating of the fruit from just one forbidden tree. When Adam disobeyed God and committed S-I-N, God offered him a remedy by the way of a prophecy. God's divine scheme was that another man would one day do battle with the forces of evil for which Adam lost. This other man would be like Adam, yet not like Adam. This man of victory would bring back into alignment all that Adam had ruined. This victorious man is the man that's referred to as him in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Remember, you are made of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Because Adam sinned, his spirit died, his soul withered, and his body aged. Through the germ prophecy of Genesis 3, verse 15, there is hope for all three parts of man to be fully restored. Shall I spell this germ prophecy out for you? Listen to my next podcast on Divine Scheme as I do. The Divine Scheme, spelling out the words of your life. It is about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's Divine Scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.